Kiddushin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Kiddushin Bavli, Daf Chof Aleph. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, in exactly the middle of the page, with the words Ksiv Vigisha Adonov. Ksiv, the Pasuk says, in Shmois Perk Chof Aleph, in Pasuk Vov, and regarding a Jewish slave that wants to become a Nirtza, it says, Vigisha Adonov Elo Elohim, Vigusha Ladeles Vigoymer, and his master will bring him to the judges and bring him to the door, etc. Ha Ketzad Zeshu Nimka Babestin Vigush Adonov Ela Elohim Vezeshu Meiches Atzmoi Vigishu Ela Deles. About one who was sold by Babestin, the Pasuk says, and his master will bring him to the judges, and about one who sold him himself, the Pasuk says, and he'll bring him to the door. And that's how we resolve how could he bring him both to the judges and to the door. The answer is talking about two different cases. Rabbi Ami asked a question. Pshita Zeshu Nimka Babestin Basin Koisin Shtoi. It's obvious if one was sold by Beis Din, then it's the Beis Din who are going to be writing the sale document. But one who sells himself, who writes the sale document in that case? And the Gemara does not answer this question, and rather moves on to explain a different pasuk. We have a brisa that teaches us. Ksiv, the pasuk says in Dvarim, in Perek Tezvov, in pasuk Yudches, Le'yikshe be'enecha, b'shalecha oisei, chofshi me'imach, ki mishne schasoche avdecha she'shonim. It should not be difficult in your eyes to send him away free from you, because he served you for twice the wage of a hired worker, 6 years. Schir oved bayoim ve'in oved balayla, eved ivri oved ben bayoim uven balayla. A hired worker works by day but not by night, but a Jewish slave works both by day and by night. The Gemara asks the question, Ksiv lo yodene b'farech le'inecha, v'at oima ochein. The Pasuk says in Vayikra, Perek Chofei, in Pasuk Nun Gimel, do not crush him through hard work, and you make him work both day and night. Rabbi Ami, b'shem Rabbi Yochan, answers the question, Rabbi Moisir Isha Knanis, v'nimsa over ben bayoim, v'ein balayla. This means his father may give him a Knani slave woman to be married to, and therefore he'll be working at night, and then he'll produce children that will become slaves to that master. And the Gemara asks the question, Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal by Koimi Rabbi Ami, Higer Atzmecha Hashem Koine Koyin. Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal asked Rabbi Ami, well, if a slave is a Koyin, how can he be given a Shifra Knanis, a Knani slave woman, to marry? Because a Koyin is Osa to marry her, because she's in the category of a Zoina, which we learn in Vayikra, in Perek Chof Aleph, and Pasuk Zion, a Zoina is prohibited to marry a Koyin, and a Shifra Knanis is under that category. Rabbi Ami answered, Amalei v'Yisrael lo'yheta michlal isahu. A Yisrael would also not be permitted to marry her if the Torah would not specifically allow it. And this permission also applies to a Koyen slave to marry her as well. And the Gemara concludes, Kad Shamoin Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal kan chazabe. When Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal heard this, he realized his question was no longer a question. Now, Dorash Rabbi Yehuda be Rabbi Bun, Hamilas hazeh nutzash lo yehei Koyen v'Yisrael. Rabun said, a Koyen slave needs to be bored in the flesh of his ear rather than his cartilage, so that he won't be blemished in a way that will prevent him in the future from serving in the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Meir Oimer, Mina Sochus Hayanirtza, Rabbi Meir says, no, he's bored in the upper ear. Mikana Rabbi Meir Oimer, Ein HaKoyen Nirtza Shema Yaseh Bal Mum V'Yisrael Mina Avoida. Since Rabbi Meir rules this way, it must be also rules that a Kohen who is a slave and becomes a Nirtza does not have his ear bored, so that he will not be disqualified from serving in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara asks, V'yirtza hasachos pachos min hakashina. Why not bore a small hole in the upper ear that's too small to be considered a blemish? And the Gemara answers, Shema yavodei de kashina, it may be accidentally made too large, which will make the Kohen possible to do the avoda. The question is, then, if this would happen, and since the master was involved in performing a mitzvah, he would be anyway exempt from the liability of causing this problem. And the Gemara concludes, Hatoya Omar, Vashav El Mishpachtoi, Ve'enoi Klum Hayanirtza Elem Kein Hayulu Isha Uvonim. The Torah requires he returns to his family, as we see in Vayikra, in Perek Chofei Pasuk Mem Aleph. This means that in order to be a Nirtza, a slave has to have a wife, and it's from here that we can also prove that it must be permitted for a Kohen to marry a Shifra Knanis, a Canaanite slave woman. Ask the Gemara question, B'Marseya, the Pasuk says, in Shmois Perek Chof Aleph, in Pasuk Vav, that the master bores a hole in the slave's ear with an owl. Einli ela B'Marseya, Minayin afilu b'sol, afilu b'koitz, afilu b'zchuchis, and whether we know that one could even use a sharp splinter, or a thorn, or a piece of glass. Talmud Loima, Varotza, we learn it from the word Varotza. The Pasuk could have just said that he inserted a Marseya. Why use the verb varatza? And from here we learn that any tool can be used to bore a hole. The Gemara asks the question, Kadoin Krabi Akiva, Krabi Shmuel. This is fine according to Rabbi Akiva, who says that when you have a double wording, Varatza and Bamatseya, you can learn a drasha from there. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, who holds that you can't make a drasha in that way because the Torah spoke in the way of people, how do we know that any tool could be used? And we bring a brisa, Tani, Rabbi Shmuel, Shmuel, brisa teaches, Veshloshim Makoimoyth, Halacha, Oy Kefes, Lamikra, of Mokam Echad, Lamedrash. In three places, the old tradition, which is Halacha Moshmi Sinai, uproots a simple reading of the Pasuk, and in one place, in fact, it uproots that which is expounded from a Pasuk. And we go through these one by one. Now, Torah Amma, the Torah says, in Dvarim, in Pasuk, in Perek, Chafdalad, Pasuk Gimel, Besefer, and he wrote for her a book of cutting off. The halacha amma b'chol davar shubatolish. And halacha Moshe Sinai tells you that even though the pasuk only says b'sefer on a parchment, in fact, anything can be used. As long as it's detached, you can write a get on anything. The second example is a Torah amma. The Torah says in Vayikra, in Perek Yud Zayin, pasuk Yud Gimel, ba'ofar, you have to cover the blood of a slaughtered animal with earth. The halacha amma b'chol davar shu Megadel Smachim. Any material that vegetation can grow from is valid to cover the blood, and that is taught in the oral tradition. And the third case, HaToyu Amma B'Marseya, is our case. The Torah says that he bores with a Marseya, with an owl. V'alocha Amma, Afilu B'Sar, Afilu B'Koitz, Afilu B'Tzuchis. And in fact, the oral tradition tells us, even if it's a sharp splinter, a thorn, or a piece of glass, it could also be used. V'Makom Echad L'Midrash. And in one place, it actually uproots that which is expounded in the Pasuk. As we learn now in a brisa, Batani Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael taught in a brisa, we bring the pasuk in Vayikra, in Perek Yudalad, pasuk Tes, in discussing the process of Tahara of the Metzayra, V'haya Bayem Hashri, Galeches Kol Sa'oi, Klal, Esroshe, Vezekonai, Vezekabai Seinov, Prat, Ukshu Oime, Vezekol Sa'oi, Yigalech, Chaza, Uklal, Klal Uprat Uklal, Einat Adan, Ele Keena Prat. That here, it says in the Pasuk, and it will be on the seventh day, he will shave all of his hair, and this is the generality. Then it says in his, he will shave, meaning his head, his beard, and his eyebrows, and these are specifics. And when the Pasuk then says, all of his hair he shall shave, this is another generality. And we learn from there that when you have a generality followed by a specific, followed by another generality, a klal patu klal, we learn that the detail must be similar to the generality, and therefore we learn from there, Loi melach ma prat mefurashu mokoim kinosea uvenira, af einli ele mokoim kinosea uvenira, v'alacha amma igalchenu kadalas. We learn from here that just as the Torah is referring to a place where there is visible collection of hair, so too any visible collection of hair has to be shaved. However, the old tradition comes along and uproots this teaching and says he has to shave off all of the hair of his body and make his body smooth like a pumpkin. And the Gemara now brings a baisa, b'marzeya, ma marzeya shu shamateches, af kol davar shu shamateches. The pasuk says with the owl, and just as an owl is made out of metal, so too any metal may be used. Rebbe Omer Zemakdeach Gadol, Rebbe says this word, the owl, actually refers to the large drill. Rebbe Yossi Rebbe Yehuda Omer Zeapsila, Rebbe Yossi Rebbe Yehuda says no, this refers to a chisel. Now we go back again to quote the Pasuk in Shmois Perek Chof Aleph, in Pasuk Vav, and it says over there, Vehigishoi El Adeles, the master shall bring him to the door. Yochol Afilim Mutal, I might think the door could be leaning. Tamuloima Oila Muzazah, Ma mezuzah oimedes, af adeles ye oimed, g'nai lo mishpachtoi. The pasuk says, or to the doorpost, means just as the doorpost stands, so the door must also be standing. And then this boring is done in a public place, so that it will be a disgrace for him and for his family who did not redeem him from his slavery. Tani, Rebbe Elezer ben Yaakov, oimed, we learned in a brisa, Rebbe Elezer ben Yaakov said, b'lam el adeles, she'al yedei hadeles yotzu me'avdus lecheiros. Why is it done at the doorway that his hole is bored in his ear? Because it was over there that the Jews left in Mitzrayim from slavery into freedom, and he has returned himself to slavery. Shalu ha-talmidim es Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, mara ha-eved hazeh li'ot sebaz, noi yosim mekolei varov. The students asked Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, why is it that to extend his slavery is shown in his ear more than other parts of his body? Amar lehen, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai answered, Oizen Sheshama Mehar Sinai, the ear that heard at Har Sinai, Lo Yelecha Elohim Achirim Al Panai, that you shouldn't have any other gods other than me, Upilko Me'alea O Malchus Shemayim, V'kibra Alea O Basav Adam, and this person threw off the yoke of the heavenly kingdom, accepted upon himself the yoke of a human being. Oizen sheshama lefnei ha-Sinai ki li bnei Yisrael avodim, the ear that heard before ha-Sinai, to me all of the bnei Yisrael are slaves, v'halach zeh v'kana odin acher, and this person went and acquired himself a different master, lefichach tove ha-Oizen v'tiratza, therefore the ear should come and be bored. Lefichach loy shoma, ma sheshama ozne, because he didn't keep that which his ear heard. And we now conclude with another drosha, oznoi, ma ozn shenem alalon yimanis, afkan yimanis. The word over here, ear, is also used in the topic of Metzora. It says about the ear over there, just like the ear over there refers to his right ear, so to over here it refers to the right ear.